Hey guys, and welcome back to Daily Kaylee. It's been a couple months since I've recorded an episode. I've been extremely busy. At the beginning of July, I adopted a new kitten, and she had some issues with her front leg, but she is healed and doing wonderful. She's actually sitting right in front of me, demanding my attention, so if you hear her, you'll know. And then at the beginning of August, I gave birth to a baby girl, and she's also doing amazing, and we're really, really happy. Today's episode is about Richard Ramirez, aka the Night Stalker. I'm going to break this episode up into about 3 or 4 parts, just to spread it out over a few weeks. And then starting in the middle of October, I'm going to be doing 13 Days of Halloween, and I'll have a new episode up pretty much every other day until the end of October. So Richard Ramirez was born in 1960 in El Paso, Texas. This episode is mainly going to be about his background, just so we can get to know him before we dive into all of his crimes. If you don't know who Richard Ramirez is, but you've seen American Horror Story, he actually stayed at the hotel that season 5 is based off of. He's actually believed to be the killer of the Black Dahlia, and she also stayed at the hotel on the last night of her life, so that's pretty cool. And also in the newest season, 1984, that's who that's about, just so we're on the same page. Richard Ramirez went by multiple different names before he became the Night Stalker. Lola! I'm back. My kitten was going crazy. So as I was saying, Richard Ramirez, the timeline of Richard Ramirez's crimes span less than a year and a half, but they are so gruesome and there are so many. He's an extremely popular serial killer, mainly because he was obsessed with Satanism. He actually got interested in Satanism at the age of 12. And at this time, he also began experimenting with drugs and was a heavy user of LSD. He used to sleep in a cemetery to get away from his father because he was so abusive. His father was actually a former policeman of Mexico, and Richard was the youngest of 5 children. His dad was extremely violent and had a history of abuse, not only on all 5 of the kids, but his wife as well. Another reason that people are so infatuated with Richard Ramirez is that he never expressed any remorse for his crimes. None whatsoever, even when he was on death row. He had absolutely no regrets. When Richard was 12 years old, he got really close to one of his cousins, Mike, who was a little older than him and was actually a U.S. Army combat veteran who served in Vietnam. Mike would show Polaroid pictures to Richard of victims that he murdered in Vietnam, and also pictures of Vietnamese women that he had raped. There were multiple photos where he was posing with a severed head of a woman that he had murdered. And he's just showing this to a 12-year-old. Mike would also tell him gory war stories and try to teach him some military skills, such as killing with stealth, which is pretty much just trying to help him get away with murder. On May 4th, 1973, when he was just 13 years old, Richard was actually present when Mike fatally shot his wife Jessie in the face with a revolver during a domestic argument. At 13, he witnessed his cousin murder his wife over a verbal disagreement. After witnessing this, Richard became extremely withdrawn from his family and his peers, which is very understandable when you witness something as traumatic as this. Later that year, he moved in with his older sister, Ruth, and her husband. Many people would assume that this is a better environment for him, except Ruth's husband was an obsessive peeping Tom, and he would take Richard along with him on these nighttime adventures to spy on women. Four years later, Mike was actually found not guilty of murdering his wife, Jessie, because of insanity, and was released from a Texas state mental hospital. He only served 4 years for the murder of his wife when he shot her in the face. After this, he went right back into Richard's life and continued to influence him. And I cannot believe that any adult figure in his life let this happen. Richard was extremely obsessed with Satanism, like I mentioned before, but he also had these sexual fantasies that were 100% tied to violence. Not only harming women, but wanting to rape women. While he was still in school, he took a job at a Holiday Inn, and he actually used his passkey to rob sleeping guests. One night, a hotel guest returned to his room and found Richard attempting to rape his wife. The husband beat him up, which is extremely understandable, but all of the criminal charges were dropped because the couple lived out of state and wouldn't return back to testify against him. Richard was only in the 8th or 9th grade when this happened. Richard actually dropped out of the 9th grade, and at 22, he moved to California, which is where he settled permanently and which is where all of his crimes take place after this. Now, another very important fact about his childhood. Richard actually sustained multiple head injuries at an early age, under the age of 5. He was actually knocked unconscious by a swing when he was 5, and after this, he began experiencing epileptic fits. According to numerous reports of family members, close friends, after this, he had a completely different personality. Another really important thing to note about this entire situation, he had a criminal background before he ever murdered one person. They had his fingerprints. He did not cover his tracks at any of the crime scenes. And it still took them over a year to catch him. By the time of his arrest in 1985, Richard had killed at least 14 people and raped and tortured at least 24 more. They don't know the exact number because at first they had no idea they were dealing with a serial killer. After he moved to California, he actually became addicted to cocaine as well. And before he progressed to murdering his victims, he actually was just a burglar, pretty much. He would break into houses, break into cars. And this is when he started actually getting heavily into Satanism. In Los Angeles, he was actually arrested twice for auto theft in 1981 and in 1984, which is when the rest of his crimes began. They had his fingerprints at this time. They already had all they needed to catch him when the first crime was committed. Now, the last thing I'm going to talk about today is his first murder. The reason I want to put this murder in a separate category from the rest is because they actually did not know that he was responsible for this until 4 years before his death, which was nearly 25 years after he committed this murder. On April 10th, 1984, Richard murdered a 9-year-old girl in the basement of the hotel where he was living in San Francisco. He raped and beat the girl before he eventually stabbed her to death, and he left her hanging body from a pipe. It was never connected to the rest of his crimes because they did not do their job in the beginning. They did not have enough evidence. There was no motive, no connection whatsoever between them. And then in 2009, his DNA was matched to a sample that they had obtained at the crime scene in the beginning. If they would have thoroughly investigated in the beginning, this 9-year-old girl could have gotten justice, and he could have been locked away from the beginning. I think I have a pattern of choosing cases that are so mind-boggling because of the investigation being so shitty. I really think I've just realized this after I don't know how many episodes. Next week, we're going to pick up on after he moved to Los Angeles. On the night of June 28th, 1984. Now, do not look anything up. I want this to be as much of a surprise as possible. If you haven't already heard of the Night Stalker, which I'm sure a lot of you have. But just stay tuned. This is going to get deep fast. Before I go tonight, I have to announce the winner of the giveaway. My page on Facebook, you'll know that I'm giving away a Daily Kaylee blanket, socks, and 2 stickers. Now, so all you had to do to enter this giveaway was like my Facebook page, which is just Daily Kaylee, and listen to this episode. So I'm going to pick a name really quick. Okay. The winner of the blanket, socks, and stickers is Melody Stewart. Melody, if you're listening to this, message me on Facebook. If not, I'll try to remember to message you tonight, but it may be tomorrow because I'm hectic and I have a crazy life. But congrats, and I can't wait for you to get them because you're going to love them. Thank you guys so much for listening. I'm so glad to be back with this episode tonight. It's such a relief to just sit down and record an episode and put it out for you guys. Make sure to keep listening next week to find out what Richard goes on to do in Los Angeles, and I can't wait to see you. Bye.